on both the House and the Senate side. And those are Senators Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Edgar Kennedy, and Christopher Dodd, as well as Representatives Rose Velaro, George Miller, Kellen Maloney, and Lynn Weasley. We very much appreciate their leadership on these issues. So without further ado, I'm going to pass it over to Karen Cornbury to provide some introduction to today's briefing. Thank you.
I want to just, since this is the last briefing, I want to thank Heather and Liz for just having done an incredible job pulling this briefing series together. And yeah, you know, they've just done a great job. I think it seems, maybe you can't tell if you're in the audience, but I'm sure I speak for the congressional offices. So I've just been amazed at how, not only how informative they've been, but how professionally they've pulled them together, and humor and grace and great inclusiveness has been. It's been a pleasure to work with you guys. Thank you very much. And the reason these briefings are so important is I think those of us on the Hill really need the tools to continually make the case for how important these issues are, how urgent they are, and how much we need policy change. Because, strangely enough, this issue is still marginalized by the mainstream debate. I was looking at the evening news, NBC Evening News, and this week, and there was a segment on women and how they don't have enough savings in retirement, and so they can't retire, they go into bankruptcy. It didn't even mention, it was just taken as a given that the reason was that these women had taken time out of the workplace, that's why they didn't have the savings that their ex-husbands had, and the policies just weren't there to help them. They'd gotten less in Social Security, they had less in pensions, they'd earned less. It's just taken as a given. Having a child is seen as a private choice. There's no evaluation of how the economy punishes you, and our policies that are so out of date do the same for doing the right thing. So obviously we all know better. We know that parents should have other options. We know that in part from this briefing series, that they should be able to stay home with a sick child or find affordable child care. They shouldn't be punished when they take a part-time job or refuse to work overtime. And we know that these issues have real costs for the most vulnerable in our society. We all have to just take that sense of urgency and communicate it, I think, more broadly. And these briefings are so wonderful because they give us the tools to do that. And we're closing the series with an amazing lineup to help us do that. The women who are on this panel, as Michelle will tell you, are not only pioneers on these issues, but they've been leaders as well. They haven't only identified them, but they've really gone into the arena and pushed them forward and made real differences in people's lives. So it's just fantastic that we're closing with this. And the other thing that's wonderful about this panel is that they're all optimistic. After all their years working on these issues, that good policies can make a difference. So I'm really looking forward to this panel. I hope you will too. And I have the pleasure of turning it over to Michelle Marnhagen, who works for another leader on issues of importance to American families.
All the issues, no?
On all issues. So, Michelle, thank you.
Hi, well, hopefully you can all hear me. So I'm ostensibly the moderator for today's panel, which is a great privilege for myself. I'm the Benefits and Labor Counsel for the Democrats on the Education and the Workforce Committee, the ranking Democrat, who is George Miller, who has been a leader on so many issues over the years. And luckily, he's still very young and youthful and, you know, wants to continue to fight for many years to come. Just quickly before I, you know, introduce our great speakers, I started working in Congress back in 1984 when the issue of the day was just starting to be unpaid leave and the Family Medical Leave Act. And so maybe sort of also on the theme of somewhat trying to be optimistic that, you know, we started out the Family Medical Leave Act. There was a Republican president. There was a Republican Senate. We did have the House, so at least we had, you know, one chamber. But, you know, not all of the, you know, signs were auspicious for starting to lead this debate of and a discussion and a legislative dialogue about how to improve the lives of working women and all families. But I guess a little bit not to underestimate the challenges. It took us close to 10 years. To enact the Family Medical Leave Act, but it was a combination of having outside advocates who were dedicated and committed to discussing and advancing these issues. It was, you know, working both at the federal level and the state level, It was building coalitions, you know, constantly expanding who was involved in these issues. It wasn't just the women's groups. It wasn't just the consumer advocates. People worked very hard to bring AARP in, bring in the religious community, so that, you know, you wound up pulling everybody into this discussion about issues that affect, you know, all families in America. And also, sort of a little bit now leading into our speakers, it was also, you know, and it was also, you know, working with employers, because, you know, trying to find the progressive employers, the employers who are doing the right thing, who were interested in doing the right thing, to sort of join with us. But also, finally, it was also having the research and the data that was also documenting where the problems were, what's working, what's not working, how changes in policy could benefit everyone. And speakers that we have today were very instrumental in working on that issue, as well as many other issues that have come up since then, having to do with work and family. So I will just quickly introduce the three speakers. I guess there are more detailed biographies of everyone in their packets, and so just quickly, our first speaker is Professor Eileen Applebaum, who is currently professor at Rutgers University and the director of the Center for Women and Work. I think she's going to talk primarily about a lot of the economic issues facing working women and where the relationship between work and the economy. Our second speaker is Dr. Heidi Hartman, who is president of the Institute for Women's Policy Research. I think she's also going to talk about the different policies that are at play in the workplace and how they, you know, work for, you know, help companies be successful. And finally, our last speaker is Kate Kahan? Elkhan, sorry. The extra A threw me off. Who is director of work and family programs at the National Partnership for Women and Families, that has been instrumental on, you know, so many pieces of legislation having to do with women, working women, and American families. And she'll talk about what's going on both at the federal and the state level, and sort of how the different national and local policies interact. And so that leading off with Professor Applebaum.